Now, very briefly, I want to conclude this chapter, but there are other things that are here. Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation, put off the linen clothes which he put on, and he goes into the holy place and shall leave them there, and he shall wash his flesh with water in the holy place and put on his garments and come forward. And the ritual of the great day of atonement's been completed. And without meaning to be irreverent, let me say that all that was left for Aaron to do was to wash up. And this finds no counterpart in Christ. When his work was finished, he sat down at the right hand of God. Aaron did not dare enter into the holy place for another year. And our Lord sat down there. And our Savior has no taint of sin upon him now, though he bore all sin upon the tree. This protects, you see, the person of Christ from any implication with sin, though he was made sin for us. Now, will you notice, and he that let go the goat for the scapegoat shall wash his clothes, bathe his flesh, and he'll come back into the camp. I want to tell you, God was impressing on these people, friends, that they were sinners, that they were lost sinners. And all through this book, and I hope now you've noted it, that God is holy and that you and I are sinners and our sins have separated us from God. And the only way is for what Christ did for us. He is the one who died for our sins and he entered into the holy place, offered his blood. But God has removed our sins. They're removed, and that's set forth in this. And that one comes back, he washes himself, and then we have a ceremony that took place, the Day of Atonement, the only day of mourning and fasting which God ever gave to his people. On this day, you don't say, Happy Yom Kippur, or Merry Yom Kippur, because that's not the way the day is celebrated. It was the day to afflict the soul because of sin. It was mourning for sin, and this is the basis of fasting in the Old Testament. What a tremendous picture we have here in the great Day of Atonement. Man of Sorrows, what a name, for the Son of God who came ruined sinners to reclaim, hallelujah, what a Savior. Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood. Seal my pardon with his blood, hallelujah, what a Savior. Guilty, vile, and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement, can it be? Hallelujah! What a Savior lifted up was he to die. It is finished, was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high. Hallelujah! What a Savior!